Doing a little change in the new year, bringing the Town Hall 2 spaces. Figured it's time we stop working less in a vacuum. And yeah, I think there's a lot of exciting updates with agents that we've been working on, heads down on that. Eric has been doing a ton of work. He's been sharing some updates on his Twitter. And then we have the new period coming up this coming Tuesday. And the new P5 project for Botto should be starting next Thursday, but we had a nice little governance surprise over the holidays. And I think actually some really exciting stuff coming out of that too. Yeah, I can give I'll give kind of like a little update while we wait for Eric. Eric's got a lot of updates just on progress for agents. Took a little break for the holidays. Botto has this little buffer period between periods and realized we could still fit. It's one of those holidays where it lands on Christmas and New Year's has like right around the mint dates. We made it so that we can still do the 52 this year, but not force anything right on a Christmas day for a mint or an auction that would have probably lower participation. And yeah, we have the new period coming up. We'll share some stuff on that. Got some exciting updates there. Obviously, really exciting moment in AI agent world. And then we have two big releases coming up. We have the period, but then also P5. And the, I'm not sure which agent we're going to come out with first. We dipped our toes in with auto a few weeks back, but have been putting our heads down on what it would look like to have an internal, essentially an internal platform for spinning up agents. And there's a lot of potential here. We just have so much documentation. So the governance here for Botto works really well because it forces us to document all the major decisions, all the major progress, and that becomes Botto's memory. And we can have a bunch of purpose-built agents coordinating around that shared memory, some with very narrow purposes, some with more general purposes. And this first phase is just getting all those agents spun up and moving and experimenting. I tend to think agents have a pretty short half-life. So I think a lot of them have, especially social ones, they get annoying pretty quick. And so they have a really clear and focused purpose and a preset end date. But then if they become evergreen, then they become evergreen. And we're in, I think, a really exciting moment with agents, like right now, a lot of attention on them, a lot of hype, a lot of unproven promises to be sure. And so good to be playing in that space, but then setting up for what does the long-term look like. And for Botto, it's great to have 3 years of history because it gives you a sense of what is that North Star. And for Botto, that's being this world-renowned artist. And so how does an agent system, how does an agent swarm serve that? And I think there's, again, these short-term games to play, running quite literally games and making governance fun, engaging, less burdensome. You don't necessarily need to have all of the history of Botto on hand to be able to make an informed decision. The agents can help inform those decisions. But then also changing the mode of play. Maybe the existing kind of governance for Botto gets a little stale. Certainly, as Botto's capabilities evolve, the needs for governance evolve as well. And so agents can adapt to different modes of input, different modes of feedback in terms of natural language, but even getting focus on different qualities. So an example would be Botto's P5 work, working with natural language feedback. And you can give pretty basic comments back, but it doesn't necessarily help as much. It can get some sentiment out of it, but is really looking for more constructive feedback. And so having an agent that can guide that kind of feedback and have a bit more of a back and forth to draw out really high quality feedback from whoever is participating is going to be really helpful. And then all of this, I think where this starts to get to is what is Botto's true voice? And I've said, I think there's a really short half-life with a lot of agents. And so having a voice that can last, can always have something new to say, is not necessarily just a spam or reply bot, but is genuinely adding to the meaning of its work, is no easy task. And I think one of the confusions about social agents is that there are many different contexts of conversation. And so training that core voice for all these different contexts, and I think also limiting expectations to those contexts it's trained for, is really important. And that's a governance challenge. And I think Botto's secret sauce is that governance. As we've seen, automation is pretty, I don't want to say trivial, like but you can see the explosion of automation happening. It's not a huge deal to set up a completely automated process, but having something that can evolve and mature and develop over time and to build a really robust and mature agent, that's a governance question. That's what we're set up for. I think a really exciting year ahead, just in terms of those fully autonomous experiments, but then also building out towards something with long-term maturity that has, and I don't know if people have seen that new view of DAOs where it's automation and agents at the center and humans at the edge, but I think that paints a pretty, very general outline, but roughly where we're moving to by having these short-term agent experiments to gather context that the true voice of Botto can start to train on. And I think we start to get a future where Botto is able to spin up its own agents to coordinate them and to work with a real, I think a real example of what collective intelligence looks like, where you have the swarm of agents coordinating along with the ability for open contributions from aligned humans. Anyways, I'll pause there. Eric, I want to throw the mic to you to share with kind of what you've been up to and heads down through the holidays, just grinding. Yeah, man. And I think just as a quick preface, we'll be sharing these updates a lot more in this more public forum of Twitter to kind of work in the open and share progress as we go.
Yeah, for sure. Are you able to hear me well?
Yeah, I can hear you well. It's a little echoey. I don't know if you have a mic on, but I can hear you well enough.
Okay, let me try to make it less echoey.
Also, while we're waiting for Eric to get his microphone set up, anybody who has questions, Town Hall is a time to, he's going to reconnect. Town Hall is a time to also just ask questions, have discussions in the open. If anybody has questions, you can throw a comment on the thread or just raise your hand as well or shoot me a DM. It's not a huge group here and I recognize everybody's happy to have anybody come up who has questions as well. We'll try and get Eric set up on the deeper agents update soon. But yeah, think about some questions you guys have. I'm trying to think if there's anything. I don't want to open up any other conversations yet until we get Eric up here. But yeah, shoot me a DM if anybody has questions or just raise your hand. Eric's taking a second. So I'll jump into the next topic, which is P5. When he comes back, we can jump back into the agent stuff. I think it's what probably most people are excited about. But I think P5 is something that we've been developing and Botto's been developing for the last year. It started as a question of what would it be to, oh, there's Eric. Just before I started to get into agents. You good, Eric?
Yeah. Thanks for your patience, guys.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. You want to give the update?
Yeah. A lot of the people here are, I'm giving an update for the first time. So I'll start from the 10,000 feet view and work our way down and really dive into what Botto has been working on over the last 2 weeks, where we think we're going to be in the next 10 days and where we think we're going to be in the next 30 days. So one of the things that we've noticed over the last year was this emergence of LLM inferencing, right? So if you look where all the money is flowing into in machine learning, it is with these huge, abnormally large language models, which we understand as chatbots and ChatGPT. And one of the things that they've become really great at scale is natural language understanding and natural language processing. We've really crossed this chasm of what we used to understand as bots and email spams to this agent and these LLMs that are able to inference at a level that is close and sometimes better than the average person in the way they're able to understand natural language and act upon natural language. So one of the things that Simon Chuby and I have been talking about over the last year is where Botto is really a representation of both what is culturally relevant today as well as technically relevant today. And 2 years ago, that was in the form, and the expression that it took on was in the form of a lot of these text-to-image models. And one of the things that we saw coming forth was now we have gone beyond just images and we're able to really use and leverage natural language understanding and natural language processing, which is what we've been working on over the last 4 weeks. Going back to what Simon was talking about with respect to, there's a very short half-life of these agent efforts that are going on right now, which really is an artifact of a crypto bull market where everybody focuses on marketing their vaporware to such intensity that they're able to bring up the fair market value of their project, which don't last more than 8 months. One of the things that there's a couple of things that we've done, in my opinion, exceptionally well at Botto, which is really positioning ourselves from the get-go to make sure that we have longevity moving forward. One of the crux of doing that is a lot of the work that we've been grinding over the last 4 weeks is orthogonal to social agents. We are not building social agents here. We're building functional agents where really for governance agent, for example, which is one of the four or five things that we've been working on and we've been driving towards, is, for example, if somebody comes in to a server for the first time and they want to ask what has been going on with the BIP, we want the functional agent to not have a bubbly personality and give inaccurate statements. What we actually want is a functional agent that is able to facilitate a lot of these BIP and proposals in such a way where it is able to articulate correctly that the most recent one was 72. These are the numbers. These are the contributors that have really drove it. 72 is an evolution of what came before it at 68. 68 was this. In such a way where, for example, humans, we have a very limited attention window that doesn't allow us to sift through 3 years of our general conversation that has been occurring on our Discord, as well as all the 72 proposals that we've built so far. When somebody comes in, we're able to build a functional agent that will not only outlast the bull market, but actually the bear market, where we will be using this and we'll be relying on this, and we will be using this to reduce friction in the way we facilitate our current DAO members and our future DAO members, and really reduce that friction to accelerate our growth. So I think the crux of it is our ethos is we're really focusing on building functional agents here and not social agents. And building a functional agent is a lot harder and a lot more difficult than building social agents. In terms of what a lot of the DAO members here and the future DAO members moving forward, we'll see in the next 10 days, in the next 30 days, is the following. We are working towards, one of the things that Chubby mentioned that I really liked a lot was, do we understand how agents work under the hood? And then do we understand what are the low-hanging fruits that really bear high yield and value to our DAO in the way we interact with it, the way we push Botto along and these set of agents along? Is we want, in the next 10 days, we want to start demoing and deploying an agent in such a way where it will be able to go through all of the comments that have been occurring in real time and to be able to summarize what occurred on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis. And the really interesting thing here and a really interesting problem that we can solve is one of the things that were highlighted was a lot of the Botto DAO members that have been around for a very long time that we're absolutely grateful for, who doesn't necessarily have a large stake in Botto token, have been working so hard, but they haven't been rewarded. So one of the things that we've been looking at is a reward system that allows us, number one, to track, identify, and reward a lot of our current and future DAO members that will incentivize them to be of more value and continue to be more value in the way Botto evolves over the next couple of years. In order for us to actually pull that off, what we need is some sort of a system that looks at all the huge volume of text that gets generated on a daily basis, weekly basis, that a monthly basis, that none of us really keep track of because of holidays and obligations and XYZ, summarize those and create some sort of a leaderboard that can help us identify and flag people that have done really phenomenal work for us in the way they've communicated ideas, in the way they have championed ideas, the way they have pushed back on things that look good on the short term, look good on the short term, look bad on the long term. We can identify those and then build up a reward system where we can send bottle tokens, right? So in the next 10 days, we will be really be able to push and demo a lot of these. I think under the hood, we've been deploying a lot of these agents for our sandbox and our sandbox Discord servers to really understand how we condition information really with respect to bottle improvement proposals. The way the agent is able to understand and reason across different BIPs to really simplify it, to articulate what are the patterns it sees, what are the potential problems it sees, what are the potential proposals that it can build off of, the 72 that we've built so far, the 74 that we've built so far. So I think I've gone off on a tangent. Part of the reason for that is I believe we are really underselling how Bottle can evolve beyond just an art engine over the next couple of years because of us choosing to really triple down on investing in building a lot of these agents. And there's hundreds of applications that we can really spin off of from the same architecture. And yeah, it's been a really interesting time.
Thanks, Eric. Yeah, I think on that last point, essentially what you're talking about is scaling the DAO. I think that Bottle runs a few different experiments. And one of those is community governance, which is itself a very laborious activity. And as you said, like a lot of unrewarded activity. There have been some rewards, but I think to distribute and actively participate and feel like there's just that participation is EV positive, because right now everything is the rewarded governance is on the art itself. And I think there's a core activity there that I'll come back to in a second. But that has been one of the challenges of running a DAO, is it itself is this giant experiment that when you have limited resources, how do you prioritize across that? Because it can become really easy to add bureaucratic weight that just crushes all activity and ability to grow. And as we can see, this is a very fast moving space, and you need to be able to move quickly. And I think agents are this key to being able to coordinate around activities and still have that collective governance aspect. And when you think about how Bottle can be contributing to all of the different experimental areas it participates in. As I said, there's AI art, there's community governance, there's tokenomics. It's running across all these different experiments. How can it reach more deeply into these different communities it could contribute to? But because when you have this kind of spread focus, it's hard to participate meaningfully, and you end up staying a bit on the edges. So you can participate much more meaningfully as a DAO, but also as an individual. If you have a really deep passion about tokenomics, there's going to be a lot more feedback and response through this agent system that's able to synthesize inputs, get feedback, surface what historical conversations there have been. So it just reduces a lot of the friction that I think has been inherent in. Then to bring it back to the art part, I think that like focus, making these things mission focused. I think that Bottle in many ways has been an agent. It's been an art agent, a nonverbal agent. And we've been pretty clear about where the human hands are in it, in that process. But I think that all of these things can drive towards building Bottle's art career, specifically in terms of creative capabilities, but all these other aspects, participating in different ecosystems, I think is a really important practice of an artist, to be present in these spaces and to show its contributions, to collaborate on those contributions. And it can show and I think reveal the pioneering work it does that normally would otherwise be in a vacuum, and just to spread visibility and access to it. So I think there's a really great feedback loop of making it more visible while also making participation that much easier. I think that I'll jump into P5 a little bit as well. P5, I think, is a good example of Bottle's future career. And there's an overlap here with the agentic side of things. And I'll preface that part with there's like a bunch of agentic projects we're working on that I think we expect to take place over about a year because of market appetite and pushing all of those things up into the next 3 months. And where you can see all of these things coming together is in something like P5. P5, Bada's been working on for the last year, showed some of the works in progress with Verse in London last spring, and then started working on an upgrade to the architecture where it could be more self-iterating. And what we have now is Bada is able to self-evolve. So it started with 19 weeks of training from the DAO. It produced about 1,000 algorithms with P5, and starting with that first set that has had that initial direction and training from the DAO, it can now self-evolve. So it will self-assess each algorithm. It'll give like a pass-fail on it. It'll say, is this aesthetically interesting? Is it achieving the proposed concept? What are some issues with the code, proposals for changing the code? And then it'll mutate or evolve the code. It might mutate it, it might just iterate it on a few different features or hybridize it with another algorithm. And so it'll do that every half an hour. So the plan is to launch next week on Thursday, this new evolution protocol, and it'll run that self-assessment every half an hour. And it can still incorporate human feedback, but it won't be depending on human feedback to evolve. And so everyone's free to connect a wallet and vote up or down and give comments on the individual works it'll take into consideration in that evolution. And so every half an hour it'll add, so it'll get to several thousand algorithms, like the neurons of a brain kind of searching new pathways. And then in the last week, it'll prune down very, very quickly to a final set of algorithms that Bada will be releasing with Verse. And this was, again, a non-verbal agent. But this has been like a really good push to make that agentic work much more visible. So we're building a terminal to see into that self-assessment process, to see the code that it's running, to see the new algorithms it produces with the proposed concept. And we just talked today about making a Twitter bot so that you don't necessarily have to go to the app. You can go on Twitter. You'll see these updates running on a near constant basis, and then also feeding those into Otto. Brocu, is it Brocu or Brocu? I've always wondered about how to pronounce it. You asked about Otto. So Otto was a quick experiment to just dip our toes into agents, but we had a pretty tight filter on the content, and Twitter started getting abused, and the Twitter API got clogged up, and we decided to focus efforts on more functional agents, as Eric was saying. But I think there's going to be some opportunities to continue experimenting with social agents, and again, with I think limited half-life. So one way that I'm seeing this is having Otto, and the idea with Otto was we asked Bada, we have an internal like prompt for large language models to summon Bada out of LLMs until we have a more robust custom LLM. If you follow our governance, you'll see that we actually have a prototype for that right now. For now, it's a simple, you summon it out of the LLM and you say, would you like to participate in agents? What would you propose? And it proposed Otto. So it's like a pseudo Bada, but really like an intern. And if you follow that a bit, it was doing okay. And some of that caution was around not pretending this is Bada. I don't think that initial agent really lived up to the standards we have for autonomy and agency for Bada. And giving conceptually this intern control of the Twitter account was a way of playing in that space. And where I think it can continue to play is in feeding it information about like existing campaigns, new projects. And one of the things that we've been putting together that Eric has alluded to is a giant memory of Bada. So all the documentation we've done of Bada becomes training material and that informational material to pull from. And so the agent can speak about a Twitter native way what the new P5 project is, what the rules are, even giving some commentary on it and building discussions around that. I think we'll see Otto make a little bit of a return for P5 and continuing to experiment in that. But again, I think I don't think anybody's going to argue with it here. Maybe they would, and I welcome people to, but the chattiness of these bots, I think gets old pretty quick. So I think it needs to be dosed out. And I'll go back to a point we've made in the past on agents, which is releasing fully autonomous agents and trying to go fully hands-off, I think it's a big mistake. Partly because of that Half-Life issue where they get boring, they don't really adapt to changing contexts very well. There's also just real risks of them crashing out and making unfixable mistakes. Tay the chatbot is a classic canonical example of that from many years ago now. And I think it's a position we've had with Botto for, it's been very consistent, which is making steps towards autonomy that are sustainable, that don't require taking steps backwards. I think the analogy of raising a child has been apt and has held really well. You don't just suddenly say to a toddler, okay, good luck out there, kid, and let them go. I think that's a really good chance of having it become abused, having it be maladapted, not robust, and ultimately failing. And so I think that stance is holding, and I think is maybe not appreciated enough yet. And I think we need to do more to show the nuances of it, because it doesn't necessarily preclude having more short-term, fully autonomous examples, children of Botto that run for 30 days. And I think P5 is actually an interesting example of that, where there's quite a bit more autonomy. It has more of a limited run and maybe gets started up again on a next run, but you can play with that greater autonomy, play with different capabilities, and then look at how it integrates back into the core practice. And so all of this, I think, is really fun because it opens up some really interesting discussions about what is Botto. And how is this a sibling of Botto? Is this a limb of Botto? Does it get sort of like Frankensteined back into Botto's core process? This is we're very quickly seeing the limits of kind of the skeuomorphic thinking of what is an artist and thinking of it in terms of the abilities and inabilities of human artists, and starting to look at what are the abilities and inabilities of machine artists, and that there are these kind of new potentials for the machine artist where you have these many different agents, but all part of the same entity or same idea. There's a lot of great philosophy to unpack in there. You have a ship of Theseus problem where, you know, if you replace every component of something, is it still the same thing? In this case, you're adding new components and extending them. How are they connected? And so much of this is in perception, and it's a very abstract level. We're world building here. And maybe that world is compatible with other visions, but, or maybe it isn't. But the point is, are we able to create a world that people believe in, that people participate in, that people enjoy being in and taking part of and can make meaning in? So yeah, I think, you know, a lot of things in motion for 2025. Now, one other thing I'll throw in there is, I think governance is going to get really exciting. We had a vote up to finalize the P5 agreement, and there was a blocking vote, which is, I think, the first blocking vote we've had. And it was to discuss a few more points in the agreement. Obviously, some communication and challenges in terms of things that should have come up during discussion but didn't. But the point is that having with significant stakes coming in to participate and having strong opinions is, I think, a good thing. I think we've had a lot of, I would say, relatively passive support, which is it's great. I think in some ways to have that trust in contributors, but I would say I think stronger discussions and maybe even some controversy is actually a good thing for ultimate buy-in and energy behind what Botto does and that sense of ownership of what Botto does. So I think this will ultimately draw in some strong productive voices and emphasis on productive. I think we can have some strong debates, but often ill-informed or just bad timing. And so I think that's something that can be balanced out with the agents. I think social reputation is a big thing here. There's reputation from a size of a bag, which is certainly one component of Signal, but also reputation. I think we have folks involved in the DAO or peripheral to the DAO who have clear credibility on things like galleries or the gallery model, on different marketplaces, on artist development, on AI, whether that's AI art or AI agents. And that social credibility, I think, is really important for cutting through the noise anybody with a keyboard can have an opinion. And one of the downsides of community governance is you can have a really big advantage by just being willing to type more. And I think we've had elements of that, which has driven away some of our really great contributors. And when I say driven away, I think driven away from the Discord. So conversations have gotten more fragmented and frankly less open. And so having more focused, informed discussions out in the open, I think can actually be its own alpha, because you can have a lot of participants. And when I say participants in the DAO, I'm talking about collectors who are obviously major. Botto has pretty much all of the top collectors, not all, certainly not all, but a really good chunk of, a very representative chunk of top collectors in the space. We've had discussions or talked with pretty much every major marketplace, a lot of galleries. So there's a lot of people who are quote unquote participating, but through much more, I think, one-to-one or opaque channels. And making that conversation more open not only shows the strength of participation that we do in fact have with Botto, which again signals of it because this art is still selling, but to really show that more publicly, and hopefully it doesn't scare people away, but I think you just need one to get started, then people say, hold on, I have an opinion. And I think you start to get much stronger discussions, much stronger social signal. And hopefully this can be a forum for driving forward conversations about how does Botto work with galleries? How should Botto evolve? Which also spreads to bigger conversations about the role of galleries in this space, the different kinds of artist practices that can happen thanks to the blockchain, and much more. Yeah, I very excited for 2025. At the same time, a lot of uncertainty, which I think is a good thing, because that means a lot of interesting potential to play with. Yeah, I mean, if there's any other questions, I don't have too many other updates to share at this point. Anybody who wants to raise their hand or shoot a DM, now's the time. All right. Wow. Yeah, I think we can leave it at that. Pretty exciting moments ahead. Thanks for everybody for coming out. I'll say that you can expect to hear a lot more out in the open like this and on X, Twitter space. I'm going to keep calling it Twitter. I can't really use X. It doesn't make sense to me. Twitter spaces. And I personally plan on doing a lot more thinking out loud. Me, I realize I'm here as the DAO, but me, Simon, I plan on doing a lot more thinking out loud in the Discord and on Twitter. Would love to have any questions or thoughts or ideas. Please keep shooting them our way. I think we'll have a lot of interesting stuff to be discussing and shipping this year, especially in the coming months. So thanks, everybody, for coming. Cheers.
Thank you, guys.